The city of Macon is justifiably proud of its music history. You know the names, Little Richard, Otis Redding, the Allman Brothers Band. But dig a little further back and you find a Macon musician who might be just as influential as the names you know, but whose life might be better reckoned with than celebrated. Odds are good you've never heard of Emmett Miller. Not too long ago, neither had Ben Arthur.
I had literally never heard of Emmett Miller before.
Arthur produces a PBS show called Songcraft Presents. He and another songwriter explore some piece of music history, then they write a song about it. For a show in Macon, he's teaming with Americana musician and scholar Dom Flemons, founding member of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops. So Arthur asked Flemons, what's interesting in Macon?
And he said, have you ever heard of Emmett Miller? And I had to admit that, no.
So who was Emmett Miller?
I got a feeling called a blues since my mama said goodbye.
This is Emmett Miller in his 1927 recording of Lovesick Blues. Many fans of country music may recognize the song as a Hank Williams tune, which it was.
I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord.
About 20 years after Emmett Miller's recording. That thing Miller does where his voice breaks, you hear it all over pop music. Here's Ray Charles.
She give me money.
And Bono.
Hello.
Today, that break, it signals sincerity, emotional depth, soul. As far as anyone can tell, Emmett Miller just thought it was a good trick. Miller dreamt of hitting the road like the showman he saw at Macon's Grand Opera House, where he first performed at 12. Which is why Arthur and Flemons picked one of the Grand's glittering box seats to start writing their song together. Flemons came with a riff in hand.
Think back on those good old days.
He says he wants a song you'll be stuck singing all day, but there's a challenge.
Because all this stuff has been happening recently in the past several months that I feel like...
And when you say all this stuff...
Oh, well, like the...
Charlottesville?
Yeah, Charlottesville, and even the mass shootings and things
so
like that.
So why does Charlottesville live side by side with Emmett Miller in Dom Flemons' mind?
I'm a man, was in bad shape.
What's the matter, boy?
Didn't sleep any last night.
Why?
That's Miller in a 1951 film called Yes, Sir, Mr. Bones. Young Emmett Miller's heroes, they were blackface minstrels. And he was one, too. Without question, this is out of bounds today. But Ben Arthur says there's that voice. Dom Flemons fills in the backstory for the music.
It was always for nostalgia. At first it was trying to depict plantation Negroes.
White performers first started appearing in blackface in 1840s New York. From the start, it was about white Northerners' fantasies of the South. Stephen Foster.
Way down upon the Swanee River.
He wrote for the minstrel shows. Never laid eyes on Florida. Even early on, there were critics. Frederick Douglass in 1848 described minstrels as, quote, the filthy scum of white society, who've stolen from us a complexion denied to them by nature. He was no more fond of African-American performers who wore blackface. But Dom Flemons says minstrel music holds an important distinction.
It was the first popular music that was uniquely called American music.
It would later give birth to both jazz and country music. Still, it looks like it was minstrelsy Emmett Miller loved. He stuck with it after some of his contemporaries, like Jimmy Rogers, had traded blackface for cowboy hats. A few of Miller's old buddies even later landed on the Grand Ole Opry. Ben Arthur.
Tom Waits is not a homeless hobo. Costuming and pretending to be something we're not, something that we find fascinating, is here to this day.
Miller never traded costumes, and that's at the heart of Arthur and Flemons' song.
Your lips were red and your eyes was wild. You think old Jack Johnson taught you how to smile, but when the mask is broken, shards on the floor. You gotta wonder what you're still fighting for in those good old days.
Miller died, largely forgotten, in 1962, about a decade after his last shot at a comeback that never came. he's buried in a neglected cemetery in Macon. The Emmett Miller episode of Ben Arthur's PBS show Songcraft Presents will be ready for air in January. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
Wanna talk about them good old days. Wanna talk about